We are middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Ayin, which is the halacha of joining together in the Eruv, Siv Gimel. So page 470, Rishlam and Hema Beis. Says Mechab Chamish Chaburis, Shah Shabbos Abitrakon. There's five groups that spend Shabbos in a mansion. Mechalku b'mechitzes, and they're separated with partitions. If they pass through one on the other, Shem Pesach B'Sol L'Chazer L'Chitzen, meaning that there's no way open to the courtyard, but through the outside, b'kum oivrim derech halav, so everyone passes through the outer one. In shechem dikim be'eriv, so the only ones who have to give in the eriv is elishnei ma'pnimim, only the two inner ones. B'chol achrim, but all the others chashum gebei shalem are considered like gatehouses for the inner ones, because you have to pass through from the inner ones to get to you have to pass through the outer ones to get outside. Now b'mhoil cholecha pesach b'sor l'chatz, but each one had his own opening to the courtyard. Hagos adrama oy she'ein is getin daf rishlam l'rishlam adav menav. Well, they don't pass through one on the other. Or each one has his own opening to the gatehouse that's in front of them. And the gatehouse opens to the court. So then, if the partition reached to the roof within three tvachim, so each one is considered his own room, even if it's they're separated curtains. If the people of the courtyard put the air from one of the other homes of the courtyard, so each one of these groups have to give to the air. But put the air into this mansion itself, then they don't have to give to the air at all, because they're all considered dwelling in this house. And the bayis shemanichim by eriv, in the house where you put the eriv, in tzarach lid neriv, you don't have to contribute to the eriv. Chen so to main diyar nachir mechatzav. There's no other dwellers in that courtyard. In tzarach lid neriv, they don't need an eriv. Now chilku b'mechitzas. Let's say they have a separate partition she'en noigis latikra that don't reach the roof. So then afila is added on the word. Says mechabe imnei hachatzav. Even if the people of the courtyard give their eiv in one of the other homes of the courtyard, it's enough with one eiv for all the five groups. Hagar says drama. If some made partitions, and some did not, those who did make him a chalakim, they're differentiated. Those who didn't make such partitions are like joined together. That's the Magen Mishnah Perek Dal. Now, if there's dwellers literally in the upper story, then even if the people of the courtyard gave an eiv in the mansion, each group has to give for the eiv. If someone has a teacher or a scribe in this house, or students that are learning in front of their teacher, they're living in this house, each one in his room. Even though each one has a separate opening to the courtyard, and is eating and sleeping in his own room, they will not make it forbidden for carrying in this area. Says Mishvura, Sivkatan, Yulchas. Five groups, Shoshav Sibetraklin, where it's Lamor Mitzvah Shadira Sibetraklin, that their residence is here in the mansion, and they were separated with Mechitzas. So each one passes one on the other, that the only opening to the courtyard is on the outside, and they all pass through him. So you don't have to give to the eruv, sivkat in your test, ela shnei ma'pnimim, only the two inner ones. And all the others are considered like the beis shar of them. So he explains, the after sheni, wait a second, even though the second one, ugamkin beis shar l'rishon, is also considered the gevus of the first one, or the innermost one. So rishon abiderech halav, because the inner one has to pass through him. Still, makamakum lemikur beis shar. It's not called the gedus lapatim in the eruv to exempt the second one from an eruv, because the beis shar the yachid, a gedus of an individual dinoshrak yachid every derech love, because only the one in the innermost room, which is individual, passes through. Lemikur beis shar. That's not called the gedus, because the kamamus of zayin, like we'll see later on, zayin. Like in different kol echad be'echad mehem, each and every one of them chayim the eruv is obligated in the eruv. The shar tzin ois yudav says it's not like the taz. That's something in Beis Yisrael, that's written in Eli Rabba. That is, if you bring the Eiv to a different place, as we'll see later on, in this sifter that we're in right now, Sharatzin Oshid Beis, he says that based on the Achrayim that he quotes in Sifkat Nyod Aleph, that there's no difference between if they have other residents with them in the courtyard or not, because they themselves are considered like two, and if they make it forbidden one or the other, it says, and that's, again, that's not like the Taz. Says Mishra Rufra, he says, now, Mary's talking about even the way Shemachit Shabanei Magizla Tikr, that the walls between them reach to the roof. The Ena Machitz Magizla Tikr. Now, if the walls do not reach to the roof, so Nachshavim Shnam Kibayis Echad, then they both consider like one bias, and Shechon Litin Rak Erev Echad Mishnei, but they only have to give one air between the two of them. Im Yeshmoit Oidar Dir Machatz, if there are other residents with them in the Chatz. Sivkat and Chav. Now, the Emoit L'chol Echad, now, if each one had his own opening to the Chatzar, which some would mean to say, they don't have to pass to one or the other, actually, each one has from his own room, pass to the Chatzar, an opening to the courtyard, Sivkan Chafalf, and the Ramah added on, or if they don't pass to each other, rather, each one has to pass the Pesuch to the gatehouse that's in front of them, and that opens up to the Chatzar, which some would mean to say, is the Mechaber Tzia, the Mechaber is describing, they don't pass to, Begabni, in the case, L'chol Echad Mechadra, each one has from his room, a Pesuch L'chatzar, an opening to the courtyard. But Ramah myself, Ramah is adding on, that's all the even if all the openings didn't open up to the courtyard, rather that each one opened up to the gatehouse. There was opposite all the rooms. And the gatehouse had one opening. And there you go out to the courtyard. Even that's what I'm telling you. Don't say, well, since they all go out to the courtyard, through one opening, that's the opening of the gatehouse. Mikim Mechubam Kum, like the lobby, that could, like Mikim Mechubam Kum Kulam comes out, they're all connected. Ukurim Zel Zedim, it's like as if they each have to pass to each other in the hallway. Come on, that's the same. No, we're not paying attention to that. Kim Chain, no, Ukurim Zel Zedim, I'm going to pass through the other one's apartment. Well, fees, according to this, Mabatim Shalondo, in our home, Jadarm Kamishkin Babais, you have many in an apartment building, you have many neighbors that live in the house. But Kalech Bechadar Mechon, but each one is in his own private room. Although to go out to the outside, they pass through the part of the house that's in front of them, Shulahem Kibeshab, which like the gatehouse, they all would be obligated in the air. Well, the figure there from the Skalk, the air shall ear, and the Shar Tzin, as Yidal says, look later on, at the end of Dir Maslin Moisim, that if that Bais Achitzin is a place of baking and cooking for them all, it's possible that such a house, that communal kitchen, would actually combine them together as one. So it says the Mishmul Lefikach there from the Skalk Le'Evshal Ir. If the air of the city gets ruined, Asum Latatla, they're forbidden to carry. Kolecha Mechad L'Chad L'Chaver. Each one's allowed to carry from one apartment to the other apartment in the same apartment building. Imloish Yesh L'Balabais Tirzeh B'Chadreim. Unless if the landlord has some type of holdings in their rooms, Kigan Devar Mishrein L'Tal Mechul, like for example, things that cannot be moved, etc. Like we said previously, reserve bays. Shalaz Nechshu, then it's considered Kila Kolabais V'Chadam Shalay, as if the whole apartment building and all the rooms are his. They're only like guests by him, and they don't have to make an air. In the tilt of Mechad L'Bayis, regarding carrying from the room to the apartment, to the lobby, let's say, to the lounge, I only come on the Sibzayin, look later on Sibzayin, I'm Bir Hate of the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha, what we wrote regarding this. And Sivkatan Chav Beis. Now, the Mechaber said further, if the walls reach the roof, we have a lover that's considered a lover, and that now it's like considered as if it's closed all the way to the top. Then each one's considered his own room, and Sibkat and Chav Gimel, even if they're shul yiris made out of curtains, however, but if they're tied very well on the bottom, it has to be that the wind cannot blow it, like we said previously, only then it's considered as a proper mechitza. Sibkat and Chav Daud. So if the people of Chatzar put one air in one of the other homes of the courtyard, then each one has from the chaburas in the mansion have to give to the air. Imloy air, but since they would make forbidden these residents in the courtyard if they don't make an air, so then these in the mansion are also forbidden. Since they have separate partitions, even though they are inferior types of walls. But if, let's say, the Erev is being put into this mansion, then they don't have to give for the Erev at all. Now we're talking about where the temporary partitions, like partitions made out of curtains, because in the apartment building, if they would be separated with full-fledged walls, like of planks and things like that, but then it wouldn't make a difference. Whether the Erev comes to them, there are other residents in the courtyard. In Dior Mor, there's no other residents. Why? If it was real walls, then even in the apartment building, all of them would have to give a portion to Eiv. Because the Mechaber concludes at the end, if they're living in the upper stories, meaning it's real apartments, then they would all have to join the Eiv. Which the Shartzin Eis Tezayin says, This from the Chai Odom, but he says when he concludes that he should make an Eibur out of Bracha, he says his words do not seem to be correct, because he's concerned for Rashi's opinion in what does it mean, Mechitza Megizla Tikra, the way he writes in the Shema Sadm. The truth is, Rashi, the whole Ikar Alacha the Braisa is according to Beis Shammai, and when they don't reach to the roof. But where there is a separation of walls, it's obvious from Rashi explicitly the opposite, that even if the Eibur comes to them, they have to join the Eibur. That's Achren, right? In the opinion of Rashi, and also what he writes, in the opinion of the Torah, doesn't seem to be correct. For sure, the Torah is intending for Shita. Tesis and Kohen's Tesis is for short to differentiate between if they're inferior or permanent walls, like the Mardukhai writes, and that's obvious from the Biagra. All the words of Shachan Aruch, which Mamas Lashon Natur, stems from the words of Tesis, and therefore it seems that you can make an Erev with a Bracha. Sivkatan Chav Vav. And we said that if they put the Erev in this mansion, they don't have to give the Erev at all, because Shakulam Dharmavayezah, because they're all living in this apartment. And the house that you put in the Erev doesn't need to join there. And that is, even though the Erev is placed in one room, it's like as if the Erev was like all of them in this apartment building. Because the roof combines them into one house. Because since beneath the roof, all these separations of these partitions are inferior. And so too, if there's no other residents in the courtyard, they don't have to join the Erev. But, if they separated with the mechitza she'enoikis latrika, with partitions that don't reach the roof, even if they're permanent walls made out of planks and stones, even if they're higher than 10 tfachim, that sivkatan chavches, even if the people of the chatzar put the erev in one of the other homes of the chatzar, die be erev echad v'chul, it's enough with one erev for all these five groups. Because the kabayis echad, I mean, they consider like as their one bias. But the Shartzi Noishitcha says from Rabbi Yonison, it sounds like the Dafka, when the Aliyah, the upper story that's on top of them, and they're joined together as one, then the Aliyah connects them. So look at the Shiraz, but that he brings and disagrees on him. Sivkon Chavtes. The Ramah said, if some of them, Asa Machitz, made partitions, Hamagis Latikr, that reached the roof, and some didn't, so the ones who did are separated, and then the one who didn't, Sivkat and Lam, and him and Kamisha Tafin, they're like joined together. Pidush was called Nesim Erebecha, then the whoever didn't, it could just make one Erev between them. Sivkat and Lam and Aleph. Now, if they were living by Aliyas Mamish, in real apartments, Kvar Kasabin Rid Rut, Duha Din Simni Gizkish, and Nishalka Chaburis, Adi Mechitz Kaburis, or if the groups were separated by with real partitions, Kugenshul and Sermak and Emma, like with walls and of planks and similar things, Kimishim Agis Latikr, since it reaches the roof. Then even if the people of Chatzar put the Erev in the Traklin, Sivkat and Lamed Beis, Tzrichin Kol Chabur B'chulu, each one of the groups have to join in the Erev. Afilu Kishayin D'Yer and Lachim B'chatzar. Even if there's no other residents in the court, Tzrichin Lassus Erev B'chatzaris, they still have to make Erev B'chatzaris. Sivkat Lamed Gimel, of Mishish L'B'chulu, but if someone has a Malaman or a Seifer in his house, or Tamidim, Hatam, the reason for these halachas, Kim Shekul Mishtamshim B'shel Balabais, since they are all utilizing the homeowner's essentials, ba'afiyah, and baking, and bishul, and cooking, regarding all things. So, chashiv kula kilach b'shem makom echad, as if they're all eating and sleeping in one area. Rav b'shesh lam pesach letzad chatzer. And even if they have an opening to the side of the courtyard, the kriyah mashem balabais, they're still called based on the host. He's not lending them his property to make it forbidden on them. When he was lending, like letting them in use for free. But if, let's say, the apartments were bought or leased to them, or even lent, but each one is utilizing his own independent area in his room, then they do make it forbidden, because we're only leaning in the combination of both reasons together. And because of this, only if the owner did not have some type of possession in each room, because it's permitted in all cases, like it's been previously in some base. And even if each one has a pesel pesuch l'chatzer, a separate opening to the courtyard, but I mean, I would have said, then they can make forbidden on people the courtyard, when they don't join the Erev. Still in the Oisim, they don't make a forbidden on the people of Korchot, but lo yizeh al zeh, and neither one on the other. Bir Halacham, and the V'maschil, Oishen Oivim. The Most said, or if they don't pass through one on the other, they just have their own opening to the Beishar, that opens up to the Chatzir, then they would have to go ahead and join to the Erev. So he's looking at Mogen Rom, he writes that from a room to the apartment building, it's forbidden. If you have two people living over there, what it means to say is even if you don't have for the room a different opening to go out with, only through the bayis, and because the bayis shar b'yachid is not called all the bayis shar, as we'll see later on in Siv Zayin. So what you see from his words is that just like the Chum said forbidden to carry him a bayis to a chatzah without an erev, so too they said forbidden to carry out from one bayis to another bayis. And that's how he himself writes in the beginning of Simon Shin Simachvab and all the Achrayim over there. So like Be'er Heitav, they write in the name of Seir Dvar Shmot, it's not sure according to the Halacha, it's really masking them and Seir Ma'ar Matchim, Be'er Chiyosef, that's not the case, and to the contrary, not safer, he agrees explicitly it's forbidden. However, there are from some of the Achrayim that are Megamgim regarding this, because Lashon and Rambam in Hilchas Erevin, that it sounds like from him that the Iker Gzera of from the Bayis to Chatzur is so that you don't confuse from Mishnah Zerach to Shazarab. However, the Tesis Yomtev already has in the beginning of Perek Chaloyim that he also agrees that it's forbidden. And it's only that the beginning of the Gzer was from Bayis to Chatzur, but then they said it's forbidden even from a Bayis to a Bayis. So that's what you have over here, where it's not even a Chatzur, but it's going from one apartment to another apartment. Now, even in the Shasham LaDavid, he's lengthy regarding this to disagree on the Tesis Yomtev. Rabbi Ladina, I think it's like in Market of Brahman, the other Chayim, that they agree that it's forbidden, and that's what you see explicitly in the Awaitza Kajri Ashbin, Shar Shlishi, and his words are Abatim, even though they have one utility, it's forbidden to carry from this bias to this bias until they make an Erev. Not only that, even from a bias to a bias, Hamushu Tevis, Benebbe Chaber, I mean, they're sure in the same house. And from a house to a quarter that joined with him and his friend is forbidden until they make an Erev. So you see, according to him, they could say it was from a bias to a bias, and then actually add on, even from a bias to a chatzik may forbidden. If that's the case, for sure from bias to bias, not any less. So why would we make a machlekes between him and the Rambam? That sounds like in Erev and Nafi Zayin, but Alpha and Rashi, and also in the Smag in the name of the Bahagin, beginning of Erev and Alchaz Chaim, beginning of Erev, and also sounds like in Parsel Lashon, Yez Chazam was even from a bias to a bias, and this was what at the end of Siv Kod Chav Aleph. Mishmeret said to look at the Be'alacha was this Dibre Maschel Oy that he was referring to. And Dibre Maschel Tzorach Kolach V'Achas Mechaburis that then if the Erev was in one of the other homes of the quarter, then each one of the Chaburis have to join in the Erev, not specifically when the groups were like permanent over here. That is, they were here for more than 30 days. Because less than that, they're actually included in the category of guests, and they're secondary to the permanent homeowners, and they don't have to give a portion of the Erev, as we'll see later on in the Siman that's written in Shari Tshuva, look over there. The Maschel V'Mhoyu D'Yairin, that if there were actual residents, then Tzuch HaChabur, then each one has to join the Erev. Besides the Chabur that by them the Erev is actually placed, which, again, they would not have to give a portion in the Erev. And the Maschel Inim Eishrim said if it's students by the Rebbe, or whatever the Malamed, then even if they have their own separate entrance, they're not going to make it forbidden. It's a Ligmash Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, where he explains this halacha, qualifying that it was, you know, he gave it to them for free, which is from the Taz Magad Abram, the way the Mefarshim explained the words of Magad Abram, that he also holds that you need two things dafka. So Chari says the Pella on the Taz Magad Abram, they don't mention the second reason, that's only because that he's not lending out his, you know, property to make it forbidden him, and didn't conclude because they could remove him. So it's mentioned in Taisa. So, however, according to what's brought Shita Taisa, Chadisha Rashi, Mitzvah, Archas Chaim, it makes sense because they don't conclude in Shita Taisa because you could remove him. That's as obvious also by the end of Abed Sakhadish that you could remove him. Also, Rashi disagrees with Shita Taisa, agrees to be lenient to it. We'll write later on. That's also Mikal Adina. Because the Rashman of Beit Zakedah and his Chedushim and Ritva, they disagree with the Ikha Halacha of the Machabah, look over there. And if that's the case, even if we can hold like Shid Zatesis to be leaned by lending, because they didn't lend it to make it forbidden him, to be here and have a separate entrance, even if he's lending it for a long period of time, the way it sounds like Chedushim Rashman, according to Shid Balak Tesis, like we mentioned, that at least that's when there's also the first reason, meaning that because the baking and the cooking, that they, you know, they're all doing by him, by the host. So you have these two reasons that they're doing the baking and cooking by him, and also that he's not going to lend out his property to make it forbidden him. And just baking and cooking itself, for sure, would not be enough, the way Seis writes. And also, the Rashman and Fah bring the sheet of Taisus to permit, they don't quote at all this reasoning, only the second reason, because he's not lending out his apartment to make it forbidden him. Look over there. So it seemed that What do we require both these points? Only when he lends it for a period of time. We cannot remove him at any point in time. Therefore, if not for the first reason that the baking and cooking is all by him, for sure, it can make it forbidden. That's brought in Mechab and Sepeis, and that's brought in Chayodim, that where there's two reasonings, even when he lends it for a long period of time, it can be permitted. But we can remove him at any point in time. For example, let's say he didn't lend it to him for a specific time. He cannot make it forbidden to him, even if he's baking and cooking on his own. And then he says, that's Ayfan El Rab, and the second answer that he's inclined like this, we can remove him at any point in time. You don't need to have the first reason. That's something for Shachar Nachar Rab. Look over there. Let's not take this a little bit also from the Be'agro, that he doesn't bring only the second reason that's mentioned in Taisis, and by default, so it means that you can remove him, because if not, he would contradict the words. He says that's Ayfan El Rab, it's a Kodesh explicitly, that specifically where he lends it for an extended period of time, but for a small period of time, he's like a guest, it doesn't make it forbidden, and according to this, understood that the same thing would be, and for sure, we can remove him at any point in time, that's it's not any better than when it's for a short period of time. He says, you should know that the Pin Shulchan Aruch Rav, that depends only if you can remove him. We cannot remove him, it sounds like him actually that you need it, even if they all bake and cook it together as one. That's Mamash like Shin Zerajm and the Ritva, like as we mentioned, that sounds like a different B'yar Gra, Mechaber Saisim regarding this. Also, you should know that even though we come out that through cooking and baking together by itself is not enough to permit, however, we also the old passing through the through the house to get to the chatzor to the Rosh Hashanah, and each one does not have a special Pesach to go out from. They're all considered as bais echad. That's obvious in Beis Yair. So look over there. Even the Beis Yair himself in this siman, bringing them in the smack, and the Ramah also quotes in this first Agah that this the old they go through at the one Beis Shar does not help to combine them, since each one has its own room that has a Pesach to that lounge area. However, over here with the bais that they're passing through is also the place where they're cooking and baking together. It's considered as one bais, but says the Be'alacha, a dying tzarchin. This still requires further analysis. And Dishra 32 brings that's a chaznesh right, said this halacha does not have a source in the place, and we cannot be mechazra regarding this more than what the Rishonim have explained. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu. Number 18. In a case where in the inner apartment, you have a couple living there. Prima Gadim writes that the Bayis Achitzin, the outer house, is considered as a Beis Shar of a Rabbim. And therefore, even if there are Diyurim in the outer house, they don't have to make an Erev. Another than Prima Gadim writes that Beis Shar is considered like a Beis Shar of a Yachid, even when in the innermost apartment you have many people living over there, as long as just one room. And that's a Chubis, meaning one apartment. That is a Chubis in Yeshu writes it possible. The Mishpat says Zahav, the Prima Gadim, retracted from his words in the Eish Lavram. Tzarchin, sounds like Shulchan Aruch and Sev Gimel that he writes that Cheda Meshamesh Me'aba L'Chabura Panimis. Shashavas were talking that the room that function that people pass through for the inner group that are in the mansion is considered like a Beishar de Yachid, even though a Chabura has many groups. So you would see that that's still considered as, so to speak, a Yachid. Dish number 20, because Nish writes that even if there are no other residents in the courtyard, however, if they put the Erev in a second chatzar, for example, let's say they want to make an Erev with that chatzar, then each one of the members of the Chaburas in the mansion would have to give it to the Erev. And if you have other residents in that chatzar and they make an Erev with them, so then each Chabur would have to give the Erev even when they when the mechitzas don't reach to the roof. And the ones on the Shulchan Aruch, that sounds like some words the way the Mishnah explains. However, in the Rashi, it's a Kaddish, you see that if you don't have between them mechitzah megisla tikra, so then one Chabur in all situations. Dish number 21, Chaznish writes, from the words of Nishmas Adam are meductic, that if the mechitzas are not meant to last forever, they're just separating, you know, partitions in the mansion just temporarily, let's say, for the Shabbos, then even if the mechitzas are made out of boards and things like that, they don't have to give a portion of the air, and therefore you should make the air out of bracha. If you make a bracha on this air, we don't protest. What's the reason? So in dish number 22, that Mishmurat said, oh, because the mechitzas grew us. Now it comes out according to what he's saying, that if you have, let's say, an eating area that is separated with temporary partitions that reach all the way up to the roof to like make booths, and each family is eating in a separate area, it's considered as all one eating area, and they don't have to make an air between them. Another Nishmas Adam brings the Shittas Rambam and the Rashba that you have to make an air between them, and therefore the Paschal is that you make an air without a bracha. Chaznish comes out like the Pin Nishmas Adam, and he adds on that if someone makes a bracha on this air, we're not going to protest. Now, if the mechitzah between them is made only for to be discreet, I look later on, Sabdan, the words Ramon, Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot, Men Mal, what we read over there. Dish number 23, Sukkah is different. That's kosher even when the walls don't reach to the schach, as Bern Shachanach and Tafresh Lamed. The reason for the difference, writes the Ar Sameach, Ramei Simcha says, because Davka Mechitzah is that the purpose is to separate between residents has to reach to the roof. But a house that all its Mechitzahs are temporary is considered as Yachat, even when the walls don't reach to the roof, like it is by Sukkah. Pinchas Nish is that Dish number 24, is a Mechitzah's Kavuas, separate the residents even if they don't reach the roof, and you have to make an erev one with the other, like the Binyan Tes and Erev Nafayin Tes. He adds on that regarding a Gadish, pile of grain that's between two homes, the Sharatzin writes later on, Shinayin Beis, that a Mechitza Gur like this has to reach to the roof, and sounds like that if the Mechitza is permanent, it does not have to reach to the roof. However, Sharatzin, he's Matayin Temen Rishim, that say like his words, not something in the Rash, but that's brought from what we wrote in Sivkat Chavdal. There's number 25. Even if the Melamed or the Sefer eats from their own foods, since they're utilizing their host's kitchen for cooking and baking, they're not going to make it forbidden on the host. This is number 26. Chaznish writes, forbidden to carry also from vice to vice without a Ruba Chatzers, and the proof is from many places. Dish number 27. We find the Sivik says, Hachayshin, that there's a difference between Schiris, renting, and between Shayla, like we see over here in Mishbaran. Now then, in Das Term Rasham writes, that according to the opinion of the Eben Ezer and the Taz, that also lending is considered like renting, like a sale for the day. There's no difference between lending and renting. Also, Das Ter points out, the Ramah passing later on, Shimpei Beis Sef Aleph, the Yisrael that lends or rents his house to a non-Jew, does not make it forbidden on him, because he's not doing it to make it forbidden on him. So you see his opinion, there's no difference between Shayla and Schiris. Now look later on in Dish number 29, according to Chaznish, when there are three conditions to permit, it's permitted also by Schiris. Dish number 28, if the Baal Bais could remove them only from one apartment to another apartment, but he cannot totally kick them out of the building, Chaznish writes that if they're joined with the Baal Bais with cooking and baking, they don't make it forbidden, and that's something that Shmas Adam Mitzvah Marsham, other than Chuvus Chaim Shaol, for the Chida, writes that regarding a quarantine camp that they come from out of the land, they have to wait over there a certain period of time because of concern of like illnesses, that they're allowed to carry over there only from room to room and not from the rooms to the courtyard, because since you cannot remove them totally from the courtyard, so they're considered as if they're dwelling, permanent dwellers in one of the houses of the chatzar, and therefore they're forbidden to carry out from the bais of the chatzar. Regarding a hotel, that there are many hallways, in a way that each hallway is separated from the other one, it's considered like it's owned in the chatzar. A Baal Bais, the owner, could remove the guests from one area to another one. Shubas Mechzitzah writes that considered that he can remove them from chatzar to chatzar, and there is allowed to carry out from the rooms to the hallway. This is number 29. Mishmur said it's tafka when you combine two reasons together that were makel, like we said, that they're cooking and baking together, and also that he's not bringing them in to make it forbidden them. Now, in the case when you have three conditions that are completed, number one, that they're joined together in cooking and baking and all things. Number two is that they have a separate open, their opening opens up to the house of the Baal Bais. Number three, meaning that they're joined together, that their door opens up to his home. And number three, that he can remove them, and the Shein Lachas Medayk from the words of Chaznish, that even if the room is rented to them, they're not going to make it forbidden. That's something from the words of the Chaznish. Dish number 30, Pinchas Nish, is that they make it forbidden, even if we can remove them at any time. And we don't permit only in combination when they're joined together with cooking and baking, and in addition to the reason that he didn't lend at his house to make it forbidden him, which are some total three conditions. Elsewhere, it would seem that the Chaznish Nish permitted for the reason that just that you could remove them. Shulchan Aruch writes that he retracts. That's what's been to Shabbos, Machsa Shekel over there, and that's what Shubis Mechaz Yitzchak is inclined. Shalom Zalman, Paskins, to be Machmel, the Ketchila, depending on the Chazanish. Dishu number 31. Chazanish writes that it's not a Kavachaymer. Be Allah had said, oh, for sure, you can move at all times. It's not a Kavachaymer because someone who lives there permanently is considered that he's permanent, and therefore, as long as he did not remove him, he's better from someone that's just living there a short period of time, who's considered like a temporary neighbor. He adds on that even though from the building going, it would seem like the Pin the Mishnah Berurah, but after that, his words are not really understood to us, we can't really learn out anything from that.